Good morning, you're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. This morning, my guest is Kermit Baker, who is an economist at Harvard University and also with the American Institute of Architecture. Kermit, how you doing?
I'm doing well today, Kemp. Thank you.
Well, happy holidays to you. I think this is probably a light week, and you and I may be the only two working today. Appreciate you being on the show with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Actually, you had some good news.
Little holiday cheer here. This is our Architecture Billings Index. We survey architecture firms' nationally representative panel every month to ask them about their activity levels, their revenue, and for the month of November, a nice healthy uptick. This is only the second positive number we've gotten from architecture firms over really since early 2008, so almost 3 years now. It was up in September, fell just a little bit in October, and a nice bounce back in November. So we're starting to think about a recovery in design activity, and if we get a recovery in design activity, that means we're going to get a recovery on the construction front 9 to 12 months later. So we're looking for a much more solid second half of the year in 2011 for the construction sector.
And this isn't like 50 and a half. I mean, this is 52, so.
This is 52. This is an index that's centered around 50. Any number above that indicates that activity levels, revenue is growing, and it's a good healthy bump. Strongest number we've seen, really dating all the way back to 2007, as you mentioned. So, a bump in the national number, some pretty strong numbers coming out of the regional numbers, some pretty solid numbers coming out of the various construction sectors. So it's looking like it's a much more widespread in terms of this upward trend.
All right, let's talk about what an architectural billing index is for just a second. Does it reflect both replacement business, remodel business, and new construction?
It reflects all business at firms. We simply ask them what were their revenue levels for the month relative to the prior month, and then we seasonally adjust that to make sure we're not picking up any seasonal fluctuations. So recently, it has been more rehabilitation project, retrofits, things like that, remodels on the residential side. But we're hearing that it's also shifting over into new construction projects too. Smaller scale things, which is generally what we see at the beginning of an upturn. But moving in the direction where we will see more significant projects and more significant growth levels over the coming year, and certainly in our vision.
And you just said something a second ago that caught me a little bit by surprise. You said remodels on the residential side. So this is not purely what we would in our business call contract. This is any architectural activity, whether it be commercial or residential.
Absolutely. It's a widespread measure of workloads, which is why we then go and capture some information on the firm in terms of its location and its practice, so we have a better sense as to where this activity is centered.
Well, I would like to delve a little bit into that. I mean, this is what you've telling me is a national number. Can you give me either sector information or geographic information as you delve deeper into the
figures? Sure, I can run through both those with you, Kent. Okay. And let's start with the regions. We break our index down in the four major census regions: Northeast, Midwest, South, and West. And what we're seeing is, for the last several months, some reasonably healthy numbers coming out of the Northeast and the Midwest. And for our November reading, for the first time in several months, really several years, I guess, safer to say, a slightly positive number coming out of the South. So three of the four regions are now at least temporarily signaling that they're seeing growth there, the West being the only one that's not. And the West has seen some improvement in the index. The November reading was 48.7, so just a smidge below the significant 50 threshold. So it looks like, which is why we feel this is a sustainable recovery, that it's very broad-based geographically. In terms of the sectors, we break it down into residential, commercial, industrial, and institutional. The residential numbers have been really quite strong over the last couple months. The commercial industrial took a surprising modest dip in November after showing 6 months of gains, 6 months above our 50 level. So not sure what's going on there, and we feel the commercial and industrial market was just kind of a rare soft spot and will continue to trend up. Institutional sector, healthcare, education, government work, this one didn't get as hard hit as the other sectors, but is also taking a little bit longer to recover. It was not above the 50 threshold in November and has not been above 50 since the middle part of 2008. So it looks like that'll be the last sector to see a full recovery, but again, moving in the right direction. So, again, all the signs are moving in a positive way. We just haven't quite gotten there yet.
All right, and I'm surprised when you say institutional, with all that stimulus money that came out in the last year, year and a half, that it didn't go above 50 during all of that.
It did not go above 50 in all of that. And bear in mind, Kemp, that we are looking at buildings activity here. Very little of the stimulus money really was earmarked for buildings, most of it for public works projects, streets and highways, water and sewer projects and things like that. A little bit for buildings. Some of the states were using some of their money, education money, for retrofitting facilities and some new ones. Some were using it in the healthcare sector. Certainly folks that worked with the federal government, with the General Services Administration, were seeing a bit of an uptick. But most firms told us that they were seeing really very little in terms of direct activity coming from stimulus funds. It just was not that strong on the buildings level, unfortunately.
And I ask you this question just to kind of get to the fact of, is this really a sustainable figure? And the question is, as you look at the calendar year, is this billing index, are there peaks and valleys based on the month of the year or not?
Well, we've seen movement throughout the year. Now, we do adjust this seasonally so that we're not seeing, December and even November tend to be weaker months on average. So we adjust it so that it reflects that. But what we've seen throughout the calendar year of 2010 has been a steady upward progress. We did see a bit of a dip in May, June, when we were seeing these international problems. If you remember back to the Greek debt crisis, right, things like that, that really took a hit on our economy. That was actually reflected in our index. A very modest drop back, as I mentioned, in October. But basically, we began the year. Let me go back and pull the number for you. January 2010, our national billings index was 42.5. November 2010, as you mentioned, 52.0, so almost a 10-point gain in our index over the course of the year. That's a very, very healthy growth level to build off of.
Yeah. So since you're an economist at Harvard, I know you guys get together, you talk about some of these things. What is your outlook for 2011?
Well, 2011 is going to be a better year overall for the economy than 2010 was. I think economic growth will be probably at about the 2.5% or 3% level. We're going to see some job growth. We're going to see some reduction in the national employment rate. I think there's, really with the tax package that just got through Congress, I think people are feeling more comfortable about the prospects for economic growth this coming year. But I think we need to temper that a bit with, a little bit of perspective that it's not going to be gangbusters. We're moving in the right direction. We're continuing to move towards recovery, but it's been a very slow, somewhat tortured process to get there. Here we are, 6 quarters into a national economic recovery, and we still have the national unemployment rate above 9%. And folks like the Federal Reserve Board that should know this stuff don't see that rate dropping very quickly. So not a strong recovery, not a gangbuster recovery, but continuing to move in the right direction, I think, is what we're looking for 2011.
Since you're a student on all these things, let me just ask you another question real quick. If you look at presidential cycles and the fact that we've got a president that's starting his third year and he's a first-term president, have you ever seen those numbers where they go back and track that all the way back to the 50s or so? What happens when you have a first term, he's in his third year? Have you ever heard what happens to the stock market and kind of tracked any of that?
I haven't seen the numbers.
I looked at it and I thought it was very interesting. The average, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the amount that it moves, and it's amazing, no telling. Is it because he's in his third year, he's in stride, and so the policies he's put in place are actually working? Is it that? Or is it the politics are such a machine they can manipulate it and it actually moves? But anyway, it's on average of 21%. That's what the Dow Jones Industrial actually has moved in the third year of a first-term president.
And, interesting. Okay.
And we're getting ready to get into that, so be interesting to see. I think the stock market peaked in 07 at 14,000. It's still humming along at 11.5. It'd be interesting to see, what happens to it next year.
If we can get back up there, yeah. I mean, I know what you're getting at here. There was more of a tradition, I think, of trying to prime the economy to get it in shape for a presidential election.
Right.
That's been the last, really, 10, 15 years, we've been, running significant deficits, that it's harder to do that.
I
think if you start priming the economy, you also start building up the debt levels, and you kind of lose as much support on that side as you gain on the stronger economy side. So it's a very fine line to try to dance on there.
Right, exactly. All right, Kermit, it's good to talk to you. I hope you have a great holiday. Thanks for being on here with us. Again, we've been talking to Kermit Baker, who publishes the Architectural Billing Index, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.